Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Talking about the big story that erupted over the weekend and continues to reverberate, and that is the Facebook study of people, which this is one of those things where I need to harness my talents to make this relatable and interesting, because otherwise it's the Mego effect. M-E-G-O, mine eyes glaze over. Most people don't understand really what the uproar is about. But I think it's relevant because, as I said 5 years ago, when I would talk about social media such as, or exclusively, Facebook, a pretty small percentage of the audience that time was using it. That has changed. And what has happened is people don't realize what they are giving to Facebook. Here's a joke my daughter told me that was online a couple of years ago. What is the most frequently told lie in the world today? Matt, do you know the answer to this? Yeah. I have read the terms of use and understand them. No, you haven't. Nobody does. Nobody does. Which, it's amazing this hasn't ended up in court previously. That, you know, more people, I didn't read it. Well, too bad. And are you really legally bound by something such as that? You know how it started. I mean, the user agreement was all stuff you won't do and blah, blah, blah. And it was all pretty much the same. What Facebook is saying is, when you click on their user agreement, you're agreeing that your data can be used in research, because this is the part of it that most people don't understand. Social science research, one of the most important ethical standards, is you don't experiment, not just social science, but medical science, of course, as well. You don't experiment on people without people knowing. So if the Facebook thing doesn't sound like a big deal to you, let me make an analogy. Imagine if a store sold the same product, let's say a meat product, one with a growth hormone, one without. It's an experimental growth hormone. It's like nothing that's ever been used before. Now, it's not a good analogy because obviously there are huge ethical breaches in having putting something in someone's body without them knowing. But anytime you are utilized in that fashion without your knowledge, it's considered an ethical breach, a serious one. And what happened is Cornell University worked with Facebook and published this study of, if you withhold negative comments on their news feed or withhold positive comments, how do they react? They found that users who saw more positive posts tended to write more positive posts themselves and vice versa. The study was published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences earlier in June, but sparked outrage after a blog post Friday said the study used Facebook users as lab rats. That is exactly what happened. But this happened back in 2012. It's just the academic journal just published it now. But here's the other thing. And this is where I think the naivete of the public is exposed. You think it's the first time Facebook has done this? They use you for market research all the time. So does Google. We have bared our souls to these social media. Do you understand that that's been the holy grail for marketing forever? Is data rich, data rich, data rich? It's called qualitative data in market research. I know a little something about it. Qualitative data. We provide this gold mine of qualitative data. And Facebook can use it, according to their user agreement, for pretty much whatever they want. And they're arguing that that's letting you know that it's being used in this way. Now, their argument is they didn't actually drill down to the content, but they used an algorithm that picked out words. I think that's splitting hairs, to be honest. But this is a genie we can't put back in the bottle. The whole world, practically, is on Facebook now. I don't remember how many users it has, but it's a ridiculous number, including here in the United States. We didn't understand what these things were when they started. And yeah, we'll just hop on board. Now, I need to clean up my personal Facebook page. Quite honestly, there are friends that I shouldn't have as friends on there. I friended everybody at first. And I almost never use it. That's my other sin. I use the show page, facebook.com/Bader page. But I do. I need to go through it, quite honestly, and don't be offended if you're one of them, and unfriend you. You don't belong on that personal page with my family. And I need to take care of that. But we had no idea what we were getting into. This research is 2 years old. They have a whole, this is an entire research wing of Facebook that did this. Do you really think this is excluded or limited, I should say, to this one effort? You worry about the NSA. You worry about those things. I said something that turned out to be prophetic 6 or 7 years ago. I said YouTube. I said YouTube posed a greater threat than the NSA and George Bush spying on grandma. By the way, I was right about that. People can video, not, and I never saw the iPhone coming. People have video capabilities now I never imagined. And they can put you up there, and there you go. It's, but you have just volunteered it all on Facebook. And then when you start adding in the thing, the pictures that people post, and the comments about their children that people post. There is apparently a voyeuristic element in a much larger swath of society than I and others ever would have imagined. And while there's, and because of that, they have allowed these networks, most notably Facebook, but there are others now. The social media are hardly limited to Facebook and Twitter. There's Instagram and Tumblr and all the other ones I can't think of. Matt, we will take calls on this, by the way. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Okay, is this a big deal? Yes, it is. Did we do it to ourselves? Yes, we did. We never read those. We click. Yes, I agree. We click because we want to use it. We do it all the time. How many times have you ever clicked on a user agreement? How many times have you ever read it first? Have you ever read one first? I am not defending Facebook here, and this is probably a bigger deal than even you realize in terms of a violation. This is a huge ethical lapse as one who had to learn the rules of social science research in grad school. But we willingly exposed ourselves and then we're hanging out. That's really what we've done here. Sue in Wisconsin Rapids. Sue, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Good morning.
Morning.
I wondered if you were aware of a program that Facebook has called Picture Point.
I don't know if I am or not.
Okay, well, I heard about this about 4 months ago on probably on this station. I can't remember whose show it was on. But, oh, I think it was one of the afternoon ones. And what it is, Jerry, is Facebook has captured every single picture that is ever of people that have ever been have been on Facebook, and with that they accompany any particulars like your home, your address, your name, anything that you have volunteered to go along with it. And you know, I want to say it was 80 billion, but I think I might be wrong. So let's say 8 billion. That I know is right. It's more than that. It's that much or more. They already have 8 billion pictures in picture perfect, picture point. And what it is if, for example, they said that, like, you could be at a Packer game and you'd be on the screen, and they could zero in on one person at the Packer game, and then they'll take that picture, go in picture point, recapture who you are. And this thing is kind of scary. Now they know you're at the game. They know you may not be home. It's something I think should not even have been allowed, but it already exists. So the cat is out of the bag, so to speak.
Well, I'm just Googling it as we speak, and I don't know all the particulars of it. But that is, I'll tell you right now, that's the other thing. Their ability to aggregate and store, thanks a lot for the call, everything that you put out there, it is this monolith. And when they use this data in a way that we're surprised, David in Green Bay, David, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, I got a couple of things. First, of course, everyone's volunteering this information, which they're doing willingly, even though they don't know that people are using it in the way that maybe they originally intended. You know, when you cross the border, they actually look at your Facebook page, especially if you're a non-citizen. We had an employee that got stopped because she put her address as not her home country in the U.S., so they stopped and detained her for 2 hours questioning her about that. And she could have put Venus or Mars, and she'd truly be an illegal alien. But the bigger point about the data is people are giving up information. Like right now, talking to you on my cell phone, the cell companies know where I am. It's not about finding your face in the football game. You're at the game. No. They already know you're there. That's where all the traffic data comes from, you see in Google Maps. But when you take the data like Facebook, and other behind-the-scenes data gathering in terms of location, you tie them with the monumental pile of information that has to do with every purchase you've done with a credit card or an ATM transaction, that's kind of the holy grail for what these marketers are going to do. Then they truly have a data aggregate, not only knowing what you're browsing on the internet, but also what you're buying are, so they can get better ads in front of you.
Let me give you an example, David. And I had toyed whether or not I was going to announce this publicly, but this is, I have to, well, I don't have to, but because this goes so to the point. I've only told a handful of people, I don't even know if I told you, Matt, that I finally did get hearing devices. I did not tell you that. When's the last time I asked you to repeat something? See, I've had them since Thursday. You don't notice. I have had them since Thursday. Now, David, before I got them, by the way, hearing devices sounds less old fart than hearing aid. It just does. I could go amplification devices, but that would really be pretentious. Okay, so I researched this, right? Now, what do you think shows up at every website I go to?
Exactly, hearing aid ads.
Yeah, for every hearing devices, David. For every, I'm kidding. For every, and here's the really funny thing. The first hearing aid company, yeah, they're hearing aids. The first hearing aid company that I tried, I spelled it wrong. And there's a company with the way I spelled it wrong. Now I get their damn ads.
Yeah, actually, if you want to switch them, go to Zappos, the marketers, and don't want to buy it.
David, thanks a lot for the call. That they want to know everything they can about you. This little social science experiment is probably the least of your worries. Josh in Appleton. Josh, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry, a few things. First, the user agreement in January 2012 for Facebook did not include a provision for such type of study. That didn't come until a few months later, and that's just coming out today. Second, what people are missing is, yes, they're aggregating a lot of information, but this wasn't a benign study. They actually influenced the thought of people. Yes, they did a group A and a group B,
okay,
but they influenced people, and this is straight-up Joseph Goebbels stuff.
Yeah, okay, that's a great point. That is the big – that you're exactly right, Josh. They manipulated behavior. their intent was to manipulate behavior, human behavior. And but here's a question for you, Josh. Wouldn't you say that Cornell, by engaging in this, is guilty? Now, you know what they're trying to say is, well, no, because we didn't collect the data. Okay, that is like saying I can use, I didn't torture Jews, so I can use the Nazi information.
They're just as guilty because they knew that the public would be manipulated without their explicit consent. The user agreement, let's just say, after it was changed a few months later, yes, that gives you tacit consent. But when you explicitly influence somebody's ability to mentally think without them knowing it, that's propaganda, and that's very dangerous.
And, well, yeah, and thanks a lot for the call, because how might this data now be used? How might these human tendencies now be used? But it is just amazing to me how when this stuff hit, we really didn't understand even what its power was at the time, and we sure as hell had no way to realize what they could do with all of this stuff. It's 9:51.